Let's talk about love and that. Normally people never talk about that, but they go together. And love is like a that. Because what is that? It is the unknown. So for people who are only clinging to the known, to the body, to money, to name, to form, they always have a fear of the unknown, of that. And that's why they never love either. Because if you really love, then you disappear. You surrender to love. If you surrender to love, then no fear. If you surrender to life, then no fear. If you surrender to death, no fear. If you surrender to the real, no fear. But you cannot do it. It has to come from an understanding, a maturity of your being. I will read you something from Kabir, a great mystic. He says, dying, dying, all go on dying. But none die a proper death. Kabir met with death, never to die again. Dying, dying, all go on dying, without a second thought. Only mine's is an artful death. All the rest die and rot. Die you must, so die. All whirlpools fall away. Such is that. So why then die 100 times a day? When there is fear of that, love cannot be felt. The abode of love is far away. Understand this well. Nothingness dies, the soundless dies, even the infinite dies. A true lover never dies. Says Kabir, know this. That the whole world fears, that my heart overjoys. When will I die and give myself in ecstasy complete? This is the fact, all go on dying. From the moment you are born, it is a slow process of dying till you physically die. But says Kabir, none die a proper death. None die a proper death. Why? Because they haven't lived. They haven't surrendered. They haven't understood. They haven't gone beyond the known. They haven't gone beyond the mind, the ego, the identity. They are still clinging. Then they die in fear. And the mystics always have said, if you really want to escape death, then don't get born. This never nobody thinks about. And that is the whole thing of self-realization. You get out of the wheel of birth and death. You get out of your karma. Nobody is afraid of birth because it has happened. But if you have a vision, if you have clarity, then you see the whole circle, not just the path that is so-called life. If you have understood life, if you have lived beautiful life, then you don't need to come back. Then no birth. Then you can rise. If birth, then death. So it shows people are totally lopsided because they haven't understood. So as long as you cling to life, there will be death. Because you haven't learned, then you have to go back, to go beyond. If you have understood, if you have accepted, if you have let go, then no fear, you can let go into it then. Kabir met with death, never to die again. And this is the secret. Anything that you are afraid, anything unknown, you have to investigate. You have to meet it face to face. And from the very first time you come, I always teach you that be courageous. Look at yourself in new ways. Don't be afraid of the unknown. And it comes up in so many ways. Many people is afraid even to move out of the house, to go to the supermarket. What kind of fear is this? This is running your life. Some people have a crazy fear of flying. Many of my sannyasin, when they came, had fear of flying. No, they fly freely now. What happened? They faced it. And this is just a little preparation. You have to face everything. If little things like that you are afraid of, how can you meet that? Wake up. Gather yourself, be courageous, face reality as it is. Kabir met with death, never to die again. And this is the only way. You have to meet it. You have to investigate it. You have to taste it. And when you understand that, when you accept that you will die, then you will get very sensitive, very quiet, very humble. Not arrogant at all. Because you know that soon we will go. What is the big fuss? Like Buddha says, why do you quarrel? Why do you fight? Don't you know? You will die one day. This is how all the mystics is amazed. How can you go on with your stupid things? Because you don't know. You don't want to face it. And that's why that always comes like a surprise. It doesn't matter if it comes when you're young or if it comes when it's you're old. It always comes like a surprise. And meditation is a tool to go beyond the known. To let go of your identity, your clinging. To see your true face, your original face, which is deathless. Then realizing that, how can there be fear? This is what Kabir says. Dying, dying, all go on dying, but none die a proper death. Kabir met with death, never to die again. Nobody die a proper death because they are sleepy. And you have to be aware to meet the moment. Nothing can prepare you for it because it's unknown. You have to learn the art of being in the moment, to face the moment, to be present. Dying, dying, all go on dying, without a second thought. Only minds and artful death. All the rest die and rot. That is how the ordinary humans do. They die and they rot. But the Kabir dies and rises. There's a big difference of rotting and rising. The body, if you know only yourself as the body, as the physical, then you will rot. If you know yourself as the spirit, you will rise. Dying, dying, all go on dying, without a second thought. They never reflect. He's saying people never think, they never reflect, they never meditate. They are never aware. They never see things as they are. The whole life goes, and that's how it has been going down the centuries. And nobody thinks that they will die. And then they just die and rot because they have missed the opportunity to go higher, to go deeper. Only minds is an artful death, he says. Die, you must. So die. Die you must one day, so die. And that is the whole art of the mystics, of meditation. You learn, meditation is the art of dying. Because you die to the known. If you go deep enough, you touch that which is deathless. Your center. That is the whole art of meditation. You find that total balance, weightless. That is the greatest art. And then the mystery is, then only can you live fully. Because then only you have no fear. You are totally in tune with life, with existence. You live in freedom. Ordinary people, they look at life and death as opposites. They are not opposites. How can they be opposites? How can one side of the coin be opposite to the other? They go together, otherwise there's no coin. How can the day and night be opposite? They are together, they make the whole. How can man and woman be opposites? They are not, they are one unity. If they melt, if they become harmonious, everything looks like opposite from the mind. From true seeing, if you see things as they are, there is no opposites. Everything works together. Everything becomes harmonious. Die you must, so die. He says, why wait? Why not realize this now? Why not wake up? That's what all the masters and the mystics has been trying to do, to wake you up, to stop you in your tracks. What are you doing with your life? Wake up, start investigating yourself, go deeper, find yourself. Don't get lost in all the millions of temptations outside. Be centered. All whirlpools fall away, such is death. So why die hundreds of times a day? Why die hundreds of times a day? He's saying you are suffering so much unnecessary because of your mind and your problems and your worries and your anxieties. It's all unnecessary. Why die 100 times a day? Why not cut the root? You have all these millions of so-called problems and worries and anxiety and doubt and fears and angers. Why not go to the root, cut it? And they all said the root is the fear of death. Why prune the tree? Focus on the root. If you want to uproot, cut the roots. Be free. Otherwise, you can go on pruning, 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 pruning. And the tree gets stronger. Why die 100 times a day? And that's how people are doing. They are suffering all kinds of little things. They're dying little ways. And their heart gets more and more hurt, more and more shocked, shrinking, hiding, becoming more and more armor, more and more protection, more and more fear. Less and less life, less and less joy, less and less silence, less and less bliss. Why go on like this? Wake up, what are you doing? When there is fear of death, love cannot be felt. The abode of love is far away. Understand this well. Understand this well. You have to take it in if you're going to accept it, if you're going to see it, if you're going to realize it. Many times I say, either there is fear or there is love. If there is love, there is no fear. The love I'm talking about, maybe not your love. Some mind love, emotional love. No, if there is love, there is no fear. Because love means, no, you have surrendered to love now. You have opened up to love. And love is God. And what fear does God have? Either you have to protect all your problems or you surrender. That is the art of surrendering. But are you courageous enough that all that you know about yourself will disappear? Then who are you? That is what people have to face. Then who are you? If you are not you, then who are you then? That is the courage and the totality that the Master talks about, which is almost impossible to understand or do if you're not in the company of somebody who is free. Because the mind doesn't want to go there. When there is fear of death, love cannot be felt. The abode of love is far away then. Understand this well. And what brings all this anxiety and fear? It's because you are identified with your problems. That you are not good enough, that you don't have enough money, that you're going to lose your job, that you won't survive, worrying about the future. So many things. Then your valuable life energy just goes in to things that are really not necessary, to waste your time. Just a little intelligence that you can figure it out. But you have to have a good foundation, and that foundation can only come from self-knowledge, to know yourself. Nothingness dies, the soundless dies, even the infinite dies. A true lover never dies, says Kabir, know this. Many systems and religions says nothingness is the ultimate. The Buddhist, the soundless, the sound of Om, the soundless sound. But Kabir said even the infinite dies, all these goes, a true lover never dies. Because he talks as a lover. He was on the path of love. And when the lover has surrendered to love, to God, then he is gone then. So Kabir is gone, only love is there. And love is so much more tasty than nothingness, than soundlessness. This is his language. It comes to the same because no more division is there. It's a unity, it's a oneness. It's no more opposites. Nothingness then means the opposite of things, no things. Soundless, or the opposite of sound, of noise. This is how the split mind is. If you live in the mind, if you only know some fragments of your being, then everything is opposites. In Kabir's language, a true lover never dies. And it's not the opposite, that love is not opposite of hate, it's only love. Like God is love, love is God. So how can there be anything else? Whatever path and whatever religion, they all talk their own language. And even them, the followers of different mystics, different gurus, different masters, they have been arguing because they talk about the ultimate in different ways. So they're always fighting. Oh, my master is better than your master, and this is like that, and this religion is better than that. This has nothing to do with it. It has to do to get in tune with the master. That's the easiest. If you understand his language, then you're very lucky. It can be very far away, it can be very close. Far away, if you are totally identified with your little life, your little ego, your little personality, your so-called problems, then it feels very far away. Everything with God, with love, with consciousness, with enlightenment, it feels very far away. Because it's too much you. The less you, the less the grip of the ego has on you, the less you are influenced by the mind, the more open you are, the more surrendered you are, the closer it is. If you are not influenced at all by the ways of the ego, the ways of the mind, of your trickiness, crookedness, then very close. You are free then. Your ego, your mind cannot play any games. You are not influenced. You are free. You are settled in your being, in your essence. That's why also it is very close. It's very, very far away. It depends on the individual. That's why I always say it's easy. So easy. But it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult, but it's very, very easy. You cannot understand it with the mind. But something in you understands it. Because everybody has it. Everybody has it, but it's maybe forgotten. And that's the whole work of a Kabir, of any mystic, to remind you and wake you up. And as soon as this flame of consciousness is ignited, all these little things drop by themselves. It's nothing that you have to work on for years in and years out and go to primal therapy and they shrink. No, you see. And that seeing can only come from yourself, from your inner clarity. If that clarity is not ignited, no way you can see. A true lover never dies. Says Kabir, know this, that the whole world fears, that my heart overjoys. This is the difference, this is the only difference between an enlightened one and an unenlightened, a normal person. One who is asleep and one who is awake. That the whole world fears, everybody is in fear, that my heart overjoys. My heart overjoys because I accept everything. I'm not in denial of the real, of truth. Enlightenment means you have accepted the real, the truth. You have seen, you have understood, you have seen through the dreams. Then out of that seeing, a clear vision, then you are happy because you are one. Coming or going, same. That my heart overjoys. When will I die and give myself in ecstasy complete? He, Kabir, his heart is already given. He has already given himself to God. And that's why, but he can say that my heart overjoys. When will I die and give myself in ecstasy complete? But still the body is there. But when you leave the body, then ecstasy is complete. No, you see, the greatest fear is transformed into the greatest bliss. This is how consciousness works. Because no more separation, no more body. No more body, only spirit. That spirit already has surrendered. Your heart already accepted. You are already in bliss. But of course, in the body, always some problem. Bad back, bad neck, upset stomach, headache. No, everything gone. Pure bliss. But only if you have come to that realization alive. Otherwise, it's back again. That the whole world fears, that my heart overjoys. Where will I die and give myself in ecstasy complete? This is the total melting. Melting in God, melting in love. No, you haven't. You have practiced the whole life. You have lived in just giving, in sharing, in melting, in let go. No, it's the ultimate let go. No, it's the ultimate melting. When will I die and give myself an ecstasy complete? This is how it's possible. That which has been fear, that the whole world is afraid of, it becomes ecstasy. It becomes bliss. And remember, Where is Myra? How is Myra?
Alive.
Alive? Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be alive?
I don't know yet.
No? You just got born, no? Mm-hmm. You got born in the right place, so it's nice, no? Because the babies, they are very, very sensitive. Yeah, and they get babies everywhere in the world. In the favela, in the slum, in the gutter, in the middle. Even in the middle of São Paulo they get children. People are crazy. But here is the right place. The baby comes out, just like little Myra. And the river. And the trees in the wind. And the birds. And Baba talking. So nice. Such a nice world, no? Such a nice world it is. Because all the kids are happy. Beloveds, well, I felt like writing to you so that I could come closer. You want to come closer now? You want some milk? This is my fifth retreat, and I only wrote to you once to tell you that I had felt God for the first time. I still feel God. Now I felt an enormous strength to go to your encounter. I have been feeling so many things that my mind does not manage to keep up with it. It does not understand anything, but I don't care. Good. Let the mind do whatever it wants. Don't get involved. Then you're safe. That's the right thing. No, you don't care. Because you've been caring too much about that mind. No? And then no, you enjoy it because no, you are out of it. It's very good to suffer. Because then when you're out of it, then you're really happy. People who haven't suffered, they don't realize so easily. I am allowing myself to feel everything, accepting anything that comes up. There is so much love that I am even frightened by it. No, that is just the old you that is frightened by it. You are not. Your real self is not. How can that be afraid of love? Hear what you're saying. This is how we are. But you have to see, this is not you. This is the old mind. How can you be frightened? Love is in you, no? How can love be afraid of love, of opening, of being happy? It just feels frightening because it's new. And you are used to being like that, and now you start being like that. Beloved, my mind has always stood between the two of us. Now it became so small that I'm able to see, to feel. Yeah, you see now. When you have seen how tricky the mind is, then it's okay. If you don't see, then it's impossible. No, no, you see. No, the next step, just be aware of this now. Don't fall into the old habit. Remember, you are not the mind, I am not the mind. Don't let it influence you like it did before. Your words are coming straight to my heart. I feel like the luckiest person in the world for having allowed myself to open to your love. I feel such an eternal gratitude. That's exactly how it is, Myra. You feel the luckiest person in the world. How can you feel the luckiest person in the world? Because you have received something so beautiful, that how could this happen? I'm feeling more alive than ever before. Very fragile, vulnerable and small. I don't know anything anymore. Yeah, you already said that. On the first page you said also. I know you don't, but that's no problem, is it? Because when you don't know anything anymore, that means you don't know anything about the old. Everything was just false. You are not sure if this is really you. Now, with more consciousness, now you can start exploring consciously what is real. What is mine and what did come from the outside. And I tell you, most of what people are carrying come from the outside. It's nothing from the inside. And only that which is from the inside is true knowledge. So everybody has to come to a place where they don't know. That is the beginning of disciplehood. You empty know, you can get full, filled with something else, with the truth. Before, when you're unconscious, you get filled with all kinds of lies, all kinds of ideas. Whatever people said, whatever you read, whatever you saw in the movie, everything goes in because there's no filter, there's no awareness. And that's what people are, they are just full of stuff, but it's not theirs. But they think this is real. This is how this world is now. Everything that is unreal has become real. And that which is real, it seems just like a dream. Everything is upside down. And you know, you say, you're feeling more alive than ever before. It means before you were hardly alive. You had so many filters, so much armor. And that is normal for everybody. You say five times you have come. You had some armor, but still something deeper than that mind, that cleverness, was longing for something, which you didn't even know what was. But luckily, you kept on coming. No, you see the outcome now. Who cares if it's one time or five times or 50 times? Just don't give up before this happens. Then it's a whole new beginning now. A whole new birth. That in India, they say this is the second birth, Dwij. First, everybody get born, but it's in unconsciousness. No, you can get born in consciousness. Then you can start living more consciously. Everything changed then. I'm feeling more alive than ever before. Very fragile, vulnerable and small. That's why we have to be courageous And that's why so few people are managing this. And I go on reminding you again and again, because this is exactly how it is. You feel very fragile, vulnerable and small, and you don't know anything anymore. How can you survive? But the thing is that you are grown up. All you need to know is stored in your computer, in the brain. You know how to function in the world. But now you have to start functioning from a more innocent, knowing yourself. That's why they always said that the mystics, many of them, they are just like babies, no? They're just innocent like babies. That's why Jesus said, let the children come to me. Why he wanted, he didn't say, bring the grown-ups to me. Or bring the politicians to me. No. No mystics have ever said that. But they say, bring the children to me. Why they say? It's just a hint, if you are innocent like a child, or a children, they can understand, only they can understand the Jesus. Because he is innocent. The mind, the grown-ups, the most of the population, they cannot understand. You have to become innocent. And if you become innocent like a grown-up, then you feel very fragile, vulnerable and small. And you don't know anything. And it's almost impossible if you don't have a Jesus to remind you this is right. Otherwise, you go back again. That's how it always is. Five times you had to come. Like that remind me of Rumi. He said, even if you don't know what is happening here, many people are still scratching their heads, wondering what is happening here. Huh? Don't worry, just sit there. Just sit there, then it will happen by itself. Slowly, slowly, this is seeping in. Truth always finds a way if you are staying. If you're staying in the rain, how long can you stay without getting wet? It always finds one little thing that is little open. You forgot, close the window, it start dripping in. And it's such a relief not to try to control existence. How can a sensitive little woman like you try to control the whole existence? But this is how crazy you are. And I say, oh, I hope one day, like no, Mara is seeing the stupidity of it, then it starts getting fun. Then I can talk direct to you. Otherwise, they are doing that, they want to control the whole universe. No wonder you look so tired, so exhausted, so worn out. Such a loser. Oh, I'm such a loser. What do you think? You think you're going to win for the whole universe? You're living in a fucking Superman movie. Relax. That is only cartoons. It's not in the real world. If you surrender to the universe, if you get in tune with the existence, then first you have to get born into it. You feel very fragile, vulnerable and small. You don't know anything. Because now everything becomes wondrous again. The miracle. Now you have to learn the ways of existence. Not your ways, but the ways of existence, of God. Of vulnerability. Then the whole existence will come in you. then you have the whole power of the universe, because you are working for the universe. Oh my God! Isn't it great, huh, to get out of that? I'm so much surrendered that I will stay for the whole retreat for the first time. You are so much surrendered, yes, because that comes like a shadow. That's why I say it. You cannot do surrender. You cannot do love. You cannot do consciousness. But when consciousness has happened, when love has happened, then surrender follows. It is bound to. It's just the proof that there is love, that there is trust, that God has touched you, that you have understood, that you have seen, that you have felt. Then surrender, it happens automatically. What can you do? It's just too nice, it's just too blissful. And there is nothing you can do, because all the so-called problems just evaporates. You have start functioning in a totally different dimension of your being, where you can see, where there is no doubt. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. These are people, ordinary ego people, they are all afraid of surrender. It's a no-no. Guru, surrender, disciplehood, it's all no-no words. Because the ego is very afraid. What is this? Surrender in the ordinary ego people, it feels like defeat. And in the spiritual realm, surrender is victory. Victory it is. Surrender is victory. Oh, how stupid that. Surrender is peace. Surrender is freedom. Surrender is seeing things as it is. As it is. Nothing in between. When you see things as it is, nothing between you and existence, nothing between you and love, nothing between you and God, you see clearly, then surrender. And that only happens to the lucky ones. Then you feel like the luckiest person in the whole world. No, I told you the secret now. Now you will remember. The open secret. The eternal secret. that in all the sutras and the spiritual books, only that is needed. But people don't understand easy things anymore. And that's why they have to read, study. So easy it is. What can a poor man do? Okay, I'll play a song. No, you will never forget now. And then, no, you just get used to sitting, don't do anything, just little as possible in this. Then I will teach you how to walk, then to run, and then to fly. Okay? Go slowly, no?